Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, don't mind the dating apps. In China, they have a thing called marriage markets, except the single people don't go there. Their parents do the mate hunting for them. Mairead Lachman is a matchmaker at Love HQ Matchmaking. Afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Isn't this just what you do?
It pretty much is. Actually, I get a lot of phone calls from parents, believe it or not, asking me to match their children. And my answer is always the same. If they want to come to us, they need to come themselves. It's like back in the old days when people used to send the parents in to try and find a job for their son or daughter. So it's not unlike that.
Oh, God. And why do parents have to contact you and whilst their children won't?
Well, in fairness, most people contact us themselves, but we do get a lot of phone calls from parents. And I suppose sometimes they're looking for grandkids, sometimes they want to get the show on the road. I'd say it's the same the world over. Let's face it, all parents want the very best for their children. But we are in a very different kind of era, we'll say, from people dating even a generation ago.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I'd imagine also the parents who are contacting you haven't really thought it through as to how it will work. Are you supposed to arrive at the door with a man and go, there you go now. Look what I got you.
Some of them are looking for gift vouchers and everything. And unfortunately, we don't do gift vouchers. It's kind of like getting somebody a gift voucher for Weight Watchers. You don't do it, you know. So anybody that would like to come to Love HQ, you need to come yourself, not through your parents.
Yeah. Now, but at the same time, this thing in China, and there's an awful lot of single people in China, apparently it's, and the numbers are going up. But I suppose what the parents are looking for isn't necessarily what their kids might be looking for. They're going, you know, how much do you make? Do you own property? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. So there's 260 million single people in China. And that's why this whole marriage corner or market, works out. So basically, they go there every Thursday and Sunday to potentially find partners for their adult children. However, the success rate is very low, mostly because what parents want for their children rarely matches what the children want themselves. And we're saying children, we're looking at adults. Like, if you look at the age group of the people that they're kind of trying to find a match for, they're very often late 20s, right up to late 30s. And they're kind of trying to help them get the show on the road. But absolutely, they bring these big posters with them, and they're, you know, one of the things they're mainly advertising is they're asking people what their height is, their income, their education, and do they own property. And to be honest, that's not unlike what people ask for when they come to me for matchmaking. It's like it's a normal thing the world over.
Now, is that because, you know, there used to be that old thing of, you know, do you have frontage and all the rest of it? Is there a difference between rural Ireland and urban Ireland in that regard?
There is, absolutely. What I find when I'm matchmaking, as I cover, like, I'm down in Cork today meeting clients all day, but I travel all over Ireland meeting clients for matchmaking. And so when I'm up in Dublin or in Cork, in the cities, they tend to be slightly older if they would still like to get married and have a family. So people that are only kind of getting into that stage of their life, they tend to be kind of mid to late 30s, right up to mid to late 40s if they're male. But for when I'm down kind of more rural, or if they're coming to me, say, today from Tralee, or if they're coming from Waterford or something like that, if they're coming from any sort of country background, they tend to be younger on average, is what I would say, looking to settle down and have a family. And I would put that down as well to a little bit of the cost of living in Ireland, being able to get a mortgage. Like, it's much harder to get a mortgage and buy a property on your own in any of the bigger cities in Ireland. And so generally, and just naturally, men want to be providers. They don't tend to come to a matchmaker until they've kind of hit those milestones, like things like they've just moved home from living abroad for years. They may have just bought a property. They might be building a house. They may have just gotten that promotion. They may have just sold their business. So they're kind of, their brain is ready to now meet somebody. And so that's why naturally they tend to be a little bit more kind of switched on as to what they're looking for.
Yeah. And women, by the same token, are they looking for a man at that stage in life?
Yeah, so women and dates slightly differently. They're kind of, I always say, kind of slightly always grazing. They're, you know, ready from their early 20s. They're consistently looking. If they were to meet the right man, they'd nearly settle down immediately. Whereas men tend to unconsciously wait until they've reached those milestones and are able to, one, provide for themselves and then potentially able to provide for a partner and family. And I know that can sound somewhat traditional or old-fashioned to some people, but we're not that long, you know, around that women are out in the workplace. It's only 50 years since women were legally allowed to get a mortgage on their own. So people have not evolved as quickly as we would like when it comes to relationships versus, you know, out in the workplace and career-wise and prospects that they have within their life.
Yeah, but I suppose at the same time, an awful lot of rows that happen within relationships are to do with money and resources and that kind of stuff. So maybe asking those questions up front is quite sensible to avoid them.
It is, absolutely. The thing is, when you are looking at financial compatibility in partners, they don't necessarily have to be making the same amount of money, but it does help that they have the same views on money. So what is their view on working hard? What does that look like? For some people, working hard means working smart. For others, it means putting in ridiculously long hours. How they like to spend their money. So do they like to go on holidays or do they like to just save? And so if you have someone that is a super, super saver and doesn't like to do anything luxurious versus somebody that likes to go on 10 holidays a year and stick it on the credit card, you know, realistically, they're not going to be financially compatible. So there's so many elements when it comes to matching people and their compatibility and lifestyle.
Yeah. Is this the world we're living in now, Mairead? I know there's always been matchmakers, but it seems between apps and matchmakers and agencies and all that kind of stuff that the majority of relationships that will form nowadays will be arranged to some extent or another.
Yeah, I think, look, there's a lot of organic that still goes on. Like, I met my partner just in Herbert Park, walking through the park, you know, so not unlike these people in China. But what I would say is...
Was he holding a sign saying, will somebody marry me?
He wasn't, but he had a big smile on his face when I was talking to him, so I took it as an indicator. Yeah. But no, what I would say is, like, look, everybody's out there. Any way you can meet someone is a great way for you to meet them. So whether it's online, whether it's out and about on a Saturday night, but I would say organically, people are less likely to meet people, as I say, out in the wild, just out there, because they do get these opportunities, but they don't know what to do when they're out there. So if there is anybody that's single at the moment listening to this, I would say, you know, what are you going to do if you bump into someone? Are you going to ask them out on a date? You know, you can be really formal about it and say, oh, would you like to go on a date sometime? But that's going to be super awkward. So if you're ready with something like, I really enjoy talking to you, we must grab a coffee sometime. It makes it less informal. You know, at least if you've kind of nearly rehearsed in your head, you can go with it and give it the best opportunity. But at LoveHQ, we have seen an absolute surge of increase of clients coming to us in the last 18 months. Like, I've been doing this 9 years, but there definitely has been a pull away from online dating. I think people are quite exhausted by it. I think they gave it a really good go during lockdown and kind of gave it a certain length of time. But I think a lot of people, they're now quite serious about meeting someone, not in a formal way, but they just know what they want. They know the type of person that they'd like to meet. And I suppose they just want it more focused. Because if you think of online dating, the average person, if you're doing it correctly, is swiping and typing and getting to know someone for, on average, 14 hours a week. Like, if you're working full time, commuting, that's a huge amount of extra time. And then you run the risk as well. You're chatting away to someone for 3 or 4 days, investing all this time and emotional energy. And then you could literally just open up your phone the following day and you're unmatched. So I think with with matchmaking, there is a certain level of accountability. Like, you know, we hear all these stories of, oh, he lost his phone or the internet wouldn't work or he was in a black hole or anything like that. I have been matching people for 9 years. It doesn't happen. Like, I've literally never had a client that hasn't turned up on a date because they're invested. So,
Mairead, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Mairead Lachman there from Love HQ Matchmaking.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.